Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, live in Miami here at the Lowe's Hotel in Coral Gables. Appreciate them for having us, and also Medical House Calls. Titans get the win last night, 28-27 on Monday Night Football. To talk more about that, we say hello to Jonathan Hutton. Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow, weekdays from 2 to 5 on 94.9 The Fan. And with the Outkick Network. Hutt, good morning. It's exactly what we all thought we would be talking about today, right?
Yeah, good morning, guys. It's like the it's like the records were reversed last night. Hope the weather is just beautiful in Miami.
It's been very nice. It's a little chilly, but had some sun here. I just look at this win last night. And we were in Vrabel's press conference, and you know how it is on the road. You're in a small room, and so you're right there on top of each other. But you could just really feel it with him. Of that was a win that can do so much for the young players on his football team, that this give them a confidence that maybe they didn't have going into this one. It wasn't pretty. They shot themselves in the foot a couple of times along the way. But for them to close it out like they did and get that win, what does that do moving forward, especially for a guy like Will Levis?
Well, it's big for Will Levis. It is big for Kelly, Tim Kelly. It's big for an offensive line late in the game that was able to give the quarterback some time to make some throws. Big for just the prove-it moments for some of these players like Tajay Spears, or Chigakonkwo, who put up a nice performance. There are other elements to all of this. Big for Mike Vrabel as well. Let's also say that, because there has been more chatter about what's going on behind the scenes and his message, where he wants to be, all of these different things. And while this may be the last one of the season, it's a win. They're not getting close and then throwing in the towel. They're not waving the white flag after December the 6th like they did a year ago. This is going against one of the top teams in the AFC, and this is a win on the road that no one thought was coming. I went on Channel 5 last night for a pregame, and I said the Dolphins are going to win 33-12. yeah. No, it was 20. It was looking that way with 4.5 minutes to play. Except there was 13 points on the board, but you get my point. Like the way that they pulled that comeback was nuts, and it was. There will be those that say, I want a higher pick and all this stuff. Those are the same people that have an issue with the losses as well. And if you're going to nitpick and find problems with the roster, that's fine. And by the way, that is absolutely fair. Find problems with the head coach on down, absolutely fair. But when the team goes out and wins a game in December and does it with the players that they have, that is to be commended, because I think that can also help this team no different than having a pick in the top five. And I say that because of the position that I think this team is going to be after. They're not going to be drafted a quarterback. So because of that, in a weekend where the Bears win, in a weekend where you look around and you see some wins by the Jets, the Giants win last night, all of the teams that are ahead of you right now in whatever pick you're after, everybody's winning across this landscape of quote-unquote April's draft. I want to see this team actually show some sack and win a game in December. We saw that against one of the top teams in the league, and they did it on the road on Monday night where they were supposed to get throttled. No one thought it was going to be 70-20, but, I mean, could it have been at 45-10? Sure it could have. And I thought, given all the factors, I was shocked. I mean, I told you my final score prediction. I was shocked that they pulled the comeback when they did. And I think that's something that you can look at in a locker room. You can find out who wants to be a part of a rebuild. You can find out about who's part of the solution and not part of the problem. And at least we found some solutions last night.
That's a great point. We're talking to Jonathan Hutton this morning here on the Chase and Big Joe show. It's funny, you know, Hutton, I said yesterday that the Dolphins would win 52-13 because I looked at their last couple of games. The defense for the Dolphins has been playing fantastic. The offense has been putting up numbers. But in the back of my mind, the Raiders came in here a few weeks ago and kind of had a little blueprint. The Dolphins won 20-13. But never in my wildest, you know, imagination, I think the Titans would do that. You had a good point, though. Who wants to be here? That is a great point, and I think last night we saw who wants to be here because they had a lot of unnamed guys that maybe, you know, we don't know a lot about who really stepped up tonight. And Vrabel talked about that, Jonathan, about – I asked him, I said, tell me about these unnamed guys, you know, these undrafted guys who people really don't know a lot about. I mean, should they realize what the situation they're in or just play football? And he's like, we just want to play football. A great response, but that's a great point by you about last night about this team just going out and who wants to be here.
Well, and it doesn't have to be the young guys either. You know who wants to be here? It's DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins has been a hit. And watching him play last night, I'm thinking that the record and the season, the young quarterback, that can help in the development of Will Levis. But also, Hopkins in the preseason, again, you can point to the teams that wanted him, but the Patriots and the Titans that apparently offered. But when you consider what he's producing, Joe, and then also keep in mind that the leading receiver last year was Robert Woods, and his total was a little over 500 yards at the end of the year, and it ranked 77th in the NFL. Right now, DeAndre Hopkins, 898 receiving yards, and that's 16th in the NFL. It's his best season since 2020. Derrick Henry now has 10 rushing touchdowns for the sixth consecutive season. And I'm looking around thinking, okay, the two guys that they didn't trade away are helping them win a game like this, even though it was a game where Derrick Henry finishes with the lowest total we've seen with a guy that had 17 or more carries. It's the fewest rushing yards of his career with at least 17 carries. But the trend that continues as the Titans win games is that Will Levis is 11 for 16, 167 yards when on passing on first down. The only Titans game that was better on first down was Ryan Tannehill against the Chargers. So they did well. They stayed in front of the chains on drives where they had penalties and they, you know, helped the defense. They punted. They start slow. They didn't possess the football. They got down. But, you know, going back to Hopkins, Joe, I'm going to point to the vets, but we can certainly dive into the younger guys. But, I mean, the big catch that he had right before half that set up the field goal should not be forgotten. I mean, those are the moments, too, in this game that set up what they did. And, oh, by the way, let's also start with the head coach who time and time and time again has settled for field goals. He goes for two. They get it. And then they can kick the extra point to get the win.
Amazing. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to combine two questions, Jonathan, and I want to get your answer on this. Is that I know you knew Frank well. You love Frank.
Yeah.
We're all going to miss Frank. Tell me, and you spent a lot of time with Frank, tell me how much Frank Wycheck, Jonathan, would have enjoyed that win last night by the Titans.
He would have been in his element, Joe. Frankie had a lot of struggles, man. And I sat behind him on the team flights and heard about them, witnessed them, saw them. He would have escaped those struggles in that game. I thought about that when the finish. He would have been in his element. And he would have loved it. He would have been laughing on the walk down to the team bus, thinking about the way that they won the game, but also the fact that, you know, that's pretty typical for a team with backs against the wall to show up and do something like that. But he would have loved it for the fans. Frank Wycheck was a fans player. He was a guy's guy. and got along with practically everybody. And if you couldn't get along with Frank Wycheck or Frank Wycheck didn't like you, that was a you problem, because he was one of the most genuine dudes that I came across, either as a young college kid just looking for someone to give me some advice, or, you know, trying to figure out who was legit and who wasn't, who was real, not fake. And there are a lot of those people in every line of work, line of business. But in some cases, you don't want to meet some of the players or the coaches that you see on TV because they're the exact opposite behind the scenes. He was not that. He was even better behind the scenes. And he's dependable for Steve McNair. And for me, he was dependable in the fact that he was going to be the same guy, whether he was on the air, off the air, on the team bus, at the team hotel, or walking down a hallway and chatting with somebody. And like many of us, he loved a good laugh. He really enjoyed helping others whenever he could, and he also enjoyed a good prank. And he certainly got me a few times on that too. He loved to razz people. He treated the Titans radio crew like we were part of the locker room, and that was. I'm very fortunate to say that I was friends with Frank Wycheck, and he will certainly be missed.
Very well said, Hutt. Appreciate you sharing that. And hey, appreciate you joining us today after a Titans victory, and we'll do it again next week.
That sounds good, guys. Look, it's a. The next month in the NFL is an eternity. Trust me when I say there will be positioning for draft picks. Enjoy the victory if you're a fan of this team, because the fan base needed to watch that too after what we've seen this team do on the field the last couple of months here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He is Jonathan Hutton from Outkick.
Don't regret going to Monday Night Football now. Enjoy Miami, guys. Prop up next to the pool.
Oh, we will. Don't worry. Don't you worry. He is Jonathan Hutton from Outkick. Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow is the show weekdays from 2 to 5 on 94.9 The Fan. We will come back, put a bow on things here in Miami, and also celebrity birthdays. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.